Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hello and welcome to Beauty Inside Out. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, nutritionist, wellness expert, and author. This is our very special Thursday Q&A segment where I love to hear what you guys are thinking and I answer your questions every single week. So here we go with this week's questions. Hey, beauties, welcome back. I am so excited for our show today. Today, we're going to be talking about trusting your gut when it comes to food choices. So often, we second guess ourselves, we let confusion set in. And today, we're going to talk about some tips and tools on how you can really trust yourself and help guide yourself so that you feel your best every single day. Before we dive in, though, I just want to give a little shout out, little request. If you haven't yet left a review on iTunes, please just take 2 minutes out of your day to do so. It's such a wonderful way to support the show. We appreciate it so much. I actually just ran into a podcast reader last weekend, and she was like, I know I have to do my review. I haven't done it yet. So I know sometimes, the timing has to feel right, but if you could just take 2 minutes, it's a huge, huge help. We again, really appreciate it. You can also take a screenshot of the show on your smartphone. You can just load it up to your IG story or Facebook or wherever you are, or text it to a friend or a family member that you think would benefit. And that's also a wonderful way to support the show. So that being said, now we can dive right in. Thank you so much for being here with us today. We are super excited for our time together. We have our amazing Caitlin out in New York who's helped gather the questions. Hey, Kay.
Hey, guys. So excited to be back this week. We have a special episode for you.
Yes.
Based in community, we have an awesome new member to our team. Her name's Elise, and you've probably seen her in our Beauty Detox Foods group. So we asked you guys some questions about the podcast and what you want to hear about, and a few of you guys are going to be featured on today's show. So we're excited.
Oh, yes. Amazing. Yeah, amazing. I can't wait to hear what everyone is thinking. This is a really important topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a bunch of questions just around food choices and feelings that come up, and I thought it would be a great topical show. So I guess we'll just dive right in.
Yes, let's go for it.
Let's do it. Okay, so this first question is from Shay, and again, these first questions are from our Beauty Detox Foods group. If you're not a part of it, it's just on Facebook. You can search for it and request to join. Mm. And Shay's question is, I've lost 30 pounds following Beauty Detox in the last 8 months. I would love to hear how to overcome overeating, though. I tend to eat so much at the end of the day. Instead of making one wrap, I'll end up making four. Are there practices or tips you can give me to make me feel full and satisfied without stuffing my tummy with food?
Mm. So, Shay, thank you so much for your question. I appreciate you. Thank you for being in the group. Thank you for being in the community, sending you lots of love. I will say that this is a common thing I hear about and something I've experienced myself, where we get so busy during the day, we're moving around, there's a lot of distractions, there's a lot of work, there's a lot of family stuff, this and this. But at the end of the day is when we tend to overeat a lot of the time, because then we're more settled with ourselves, we're at home, we can be alone. There's just that time and that space to overeat, which is usually, as you mentioned here, it's a way to shift our mood or a way to feel more fullness within ourselves. So first of all, I want to say congratulations for following Beauty Detox for the past 8 months and losing weight. That's amazing. It is still fairly new. You think about how long you were eating a certain way. So for the 8 months, there is this transition time where your body is still adjusting, your mind, your emotions, catching up to this new way of eating, which is definitely lighter. There's substance coming from the fiber, but there's also, we're not having the heaviness of lots and lots of animal products. Heaviness in animal products as far as toxicity and just all that saturated foreign fat and just the digestive load of digesting really concentrated protein. So you're naturally going to feel this lightness in your mind, in your body, in your spirit. And it is very normal at first to feel like we need to fill that void or, you know, shift it somehow, because a lot of us aren't used to feeling that lightness. We're used to having an anchor in our bodies. So for me, I know I remember feeling that way. And at night for a while, I would have a lot of chocolate and I would have things that would make me feel that fullness. So we'll start with that. We'll start with the physicality. In the evening, I almost always, not always every single day, but a lot of days, I feel grounded by having a soup or a stew. It's become one of my biggest staples these days, whether it's Khichdi or, you know, many of the soups that we have on the website or in the books. Very simple. Sometimes I just throw in veggies and ginger and lentils or, you know, mushroom or, you know, different kinds of foods, and then I season them. But I feel that having a hot bowl of something liquidy at the end of the day helps to make me feel grounded in my body, which is what I think a lot of us need. We live in this world, again, where we have a lighter, cleaner diet, but we're also combating stress and lots of energy and transportation and being in the car and, you know, just social media and news feeds flying at us, that we need some kind of grounding in the evening. So I love warm because I think there's something about heat that's very, very soothing. Of course, it's summertime. It's still summer. It's still the end of August. So you could do a smoothie. You could do a power protein. And that's an option too. But for me, I really like the soup. And I also like lattes in the evening. So you can look up some of our recipes. I warm almond milk or hemp milk almost every night. And I change what I put in them. Sometimes it's ginger, sometimes it's clove, sometimes it's cinnamon. But that hot, milky drink with sweetness in it, I put coconut sugar or coconut nectar or sometimes stevia or sometimes xylitol. I mix it up. But it's definitely sweet and it's definitely warm and it's definitely creamy and it definitely soothes me. And I usually do that while I'm reading a book, after I put Bubby to bed. And it's like, it's my me time. And I feel like we really need that. So it is important to have these options of something that we actually put into our body. But besides that, I've talked about this quite a bit, Kay, as you know, is this idea of touch. So if you are going to get a massage, it's really nice to do it in the evening or give yourself a little abhyanga, even self-touch, or going on a roller, a foam roller, and just working out some of the tension in your body and feeling some soothing in your body. The other thing I started realizing recently how important it is to ground myself in my meditations, because I'm very air-based. And you know, Kay, I talk to you about this a lot. I go really up in my meditations. I go really up there. And I just think for all of us, we live in this world, again, there's so much movement. So if you could just take, even before you start eating, Shay, just ground yourself. Just sit in a chair and imagine from the bottom of your feet or from the bottom of your spine is what I do, my hips. I imagine roots going all the way down into the earth. And I just really feel that I'm being held and supported by the earth itself. And then, of course, you may still want to have the lattes and the soup and the food, but you're going to feel more grounded when you visualize actually being grounded by the earth. And so I think that's really important, because overeating, shifting our mood, food, what is food? It's putting this groundedness, this earth-based, you know, matter into our body. So we're going to feel more grounded when we eat. And that's why we overeat, because we're not feeling grounded. So these are important practices that have helped me a lot. And I hope they help you too, Shay.
Yeah, visualization can be so powerful. I've learned the mind is definitely a big tool in all of this. It's not just food. And for me, overeating, I know if I wait too long, like, oh, if I'm busy working or doing something, all of a sudden the hours roll by and I haven't ate, then I'll get like ravenous and like go in the kitchen and make too much food. So that also can be in the evening. I found for myself is just along with all those tips. Yeah, just making sure you eat it at a, you know, a reasonable time, because otherwise your body goes on like, give me that food mode. And it's I want to eat anything on the planet. Yeah, like I'll eat junk. I'll be like, give me that bag of chips. Like, I'm just so hungry. Yeah, where I wouldn't normally eat that if I felt okay.
You know, I get, sometimes I get these facials at this place I really like the esthetician. She does, you know, like I get a little microdermabrasion. I'm a big fan of exfoliation.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, it depends on your skin type, but not to go on a tangent. But I see this woman and I've seen her and the people in this office and their health and their energy decline time and time again every time I go in there. And I'm like, what is going on with you? And she's like, oh, we're just doing so well that I'm overbooked. I don't really have time for lunch. I don't eat anything all day. And then she goes and she says she has this huge like junk food meal at the end of the day because she's so much stress built up and she hasn't eaten all day. Mm. And so, gosh, you know, like I said, you have to schedule a break for lunch. You have to go outside and get some fresh air, even if it's 10 minutes. Like you have to leave this office. You have to eat something, even if it's, you know, she's like, well, I don't have time to sit down. I'm like, well, at least have a smoothie or two and walk outside and give yourself that time because it does build up. So thank you for bringing that up, Kay, because that's really important as well. We do need to have that consistency so it's not nothing, 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 nothing. And then evenings here, of course, we're going to overeat if that's our pattern versus the consistency of sustenance throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely a big thing for me. And it's an ongoing work in progress. Some days are good, some days aren't. But like we always say, it's that awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, we'll roll into Nicole's question. And this also was pulled from our Beauty Detox Foods group. And she asks, is there a minimum amount of food we need to worry about when following Beauty Detox principles? I'm not sure if I'm eating too much or too little. Should I be worrying about the calories?
Mm. So, Nicole, this is a fantastic question. This is something that has come up for probably all of us, just because calories have been such an ingrained part of our approach and our relationship to food. I know for me, I was really just a numbers obsessed person, which is why I go so far the other way in some ways where I really don't focus on numbers at all in my life. I don't own a scale anymore. It's because I'm recovering from that numbers obsession.
Yeah.
So I know how deeply it can run, and especially with the little snippets we may hear on, you know, in a conversation with our friends or on the news, like calories, calories, calories. But it goes much deeper than that. And it's something that we really have to trust that numbers don't give a complete picture of how a food digests in our body. And Beauty Detox is, it's, you know, if any of you have done the 30-day roadmap, you'll see that the emphasis is on properly food combining, properly eating. And then you'll look in the corner for each day and you'll see the caloric, you know, tally and also the protein tally and things like that. And it's actually quite shockingly, you know, it's like, oh, wow, without even trying, I'm getting all this protein, you know, okay? And without trying, actually eating very, like, pretty low in calories. So when you're eating Beauty Detox and you're really following the principles where you're having a salad first, you're having your glowing green smoothie in the morning, you're loading up on veggies, you really and truly do not need to count calories. I know it's hard to believe, but I just want to tell you again, from my heart to your heart, you don't need to obsess about calories to be healthy, to be the weight you want to be. You just don't. There's so much more to it than that. I know that, again, this takes time and practice, but I will say, you know, Nicole, you're asking here if you're eating too much or too little. The only one that can answer that question is you. And this comes, you know, there's practices like slowing down when you eat and making sure that you're chewing really well. This includes the glowing green smoothie, by the way. You don't want to chug smoothies. But if you take more time to eat and you chew and you're present with your food and you're not you don't have a TV blaring in the background while you're eating, it's going to be much, much easier for you to actually feel how much food that you do need. When we are really busy while we're eating, when we are inhaling our food, we are bypassing the natural biological cues for our hunger. And so when we just, it's so simple, Kay, but it's just clearing space, making a peaceful environment when we eat, it becomes so much simpler to go back to eating and trusting how we eat and knowing, oh, I'm actually more hungry. I need to eat a little bit more. Or I just, you know, really took my time to eat this. I chewed really well. And now I can see that I don't need to eat anything else. We just need to go back to that. And I also will say that digestion is really, really key. I've noticed, Kay, I've spoken to our team about this before, where I've let go. I keep letting go. Again, we're all works in progress. And I've let go even for myself of having, doing yoga asanas a certain amount of time a day, where now I'm just doing a lot of beach walks. But what's happened in my body, I think that, this is a little bit of a tangent, but I'll say that, you know, for instance, we have these beliefs, right? Like, mm-hmm. I need to eat a certain amount of calories and I need to work out a certain amount of time and then I'm going to look like this. But that's really just a belief. And there's all this research, and there's, you know, if you're interested in the research, you can go into the Beauty Detox Foods book and also the Beauty Detox Solution. You can see that there's studies and research that show, wow, these, you know, calorie machines were measuring water in a tub and they weren't actually measuring the human body. And these are not actual truths. For me, I used to think, oh, if I do a certain amount of yoga a day, including, you know, crunches or, you know, what's known as Navasana, then my stomach is going to be really flat and strong. But that was actually the belief. And now that I'm not doing any ab stuff at all, but I've continued to focus more on my digestion, and this is where detoxy is really helpful, I've just removed a lot of bloat, a lot of old stuff that's in there, and I keep going lighter in my mind, because I think our body holds on to stuff that our mind also holds on to. But between the digestive enzymes and the detoxy and the probiotics, my stomach has gotten more flat than when I was thinking, oh God, I have to run around and do all this stuff and burn these calories. I changed my belief around it and I expanded it, and I'm actually getting better physical results. So I know that's like, you know, we just have to kind of sit and think about that. But as someone that's struggled with all of this, struggled with my belly, struggled with being obsessed about calories, I just want to offer you another perspective, which is we can let go of that. We really can, you know, in our own time, when it feels right. But when we really let go of the calories and we're focusing on whole foods and we're having all this fiber to fill us up, and at the same time, we're focusing on digestion. So taking the probiotics, like I said, taking the detoxy at night, making sure we're taking time to go to the bathroom thoroughly. We are, you know, eliminating as much as possible. We're drinking our hot water with lemon. We're doing all these practices. That with, you know, the trust and the whole foods and the digestion, that is how we powerfully change our body. And we live this life, which is how I really believe we are meant to live, free. We are free of charts and numbers, and we're free to listen to our bodies and free for our bodies to explore its fullest potential. Our bodies naturally know what to do. Our bodies naturally, in our natural state of being, we digest fully. We have all this energy. We're not laden with, you know, difficult to digest processes and bloating all the time. We're meant to be like free ponies running. When we focus on this lifestyle, it really does offer freedom in our energy. And that's why I'm so passionate about talking about this time and time again, because I know that that is possible for all of us. We just need to trust. We need to keep going. We need to take steps. Even when we stumble, we know how to get back on. And there's this whole, it just keeps getting better and better the longer we go on.
Yeah, I love that we're taking time to talk about this topic specifically, because it does come up so often. Mm-hmm. There's millions of dollars every year spent on marketing messages around dieting. Billions, yeah. Definitely, yeah. Billions of dollars around marketing messages for diet campaigns and calories, and we see it everywhere. So it's really hard when you want to look at something a different way, and you know, you're hearing all these other things, to not have doubt or worry and you know, from coming, I went through this phase when I went into following Beauty Detox, you know, over 5 years ago, it's different. And you have to, you know, you take a minute and wrap your head around, wow, I actually don't have to count the calories and chart it out and compare this and that. If I'm just eating, you know, whole foods to start before you even say anything else, like, wow, like my body can get what it needs and then just feel safe and secure and knowing what you're eating. And like you said, you feel at your body, because it's not the same for everybody how maybe much you're eating or what your body craves or goes to at first. But I think it's so important for everybody, because we do see it come up a lot in our groups and mm-hmm. just as a community mm-hmm. as a whole.
Yeah, the collective as a whole, really.
Yeah.
I know if I'm sitting here eating, you know, I start with the glowing green smoothie and I feel energy. I know if I'm having, you know, the soups and the stews we talked about, which have a lot of veggies, but liquid too, and herbs and spices, I know that I feel satiated, but I don't feel overly heavy. I know if I sit here, as I have done in periods, and I eat a whole entire huge bag of almonds, I feel really heavy. Mm-hmm. It's a feeling I have. If I were to sit here and chart how many calories were in that almonds, it would probably be astronomical. But I don't need that chart to tell me that I ate too many calories. I feel it in my body. Mm. So this is really about just going back to listening to ourselves, to our inner compass, to this wisdom that we have, which for most of us, we've been disconnected from. When we follow all these ads you're talking about, okay, and the billions of dollars, it's, you know, shouting louder and louder and louder and louder at us. And when we listen, we start to think, oh, I'm not doing it right, or I don't know what's best for me. And we get disconnected from our true self. But actually, when we, the more we connect with our true self, that's when you grow in power and beauty and this magnetism and this vitality. We can't get it outside ourselves. We have to, yes, there's knowledge. That's important. That's why, you know, I write the books and I share, and we all share wisdom. But once you have that, there is this important step of being able to tune into yourself and listen and have that space, because otherwise it just gets more confusing and more stressful and things don't go so well.
Mm. Oh, that's such a big topic. It's huge. All right, guys. Well, we're going to let Kim take a quick break here, and then she'll be back to answer the last two questions on this really big, amazing topic.
My life has gotten extremely busy in the last few years, balancing my career and being a mother. So when it comes to beauty product routines, the first step in any routine is just finding time for it. Let's be real. Having a time-consuming makeup routine isn't possible every day, at least not for me. I personally don't wear a lot of makeup, and I've always felt like beauty products should give you maximum impact with minimum effort. So I just discovered a beauty brand that finally gets that, Wander Beauty. Wander Beauty is a new line of easy-to-use, multitasking beauty products that help you make the most of your beauty routine, no matter how little time you have. You can get ready in 5 minutes and stay gorgeous on the go. I love how easy their double-sided products work, like the On the Glow Bronzer and Illuminator Stick. Founded by a working mother of two and a supermodel, Wander Beauty streamlines your beauty routine with fewer products that work better. All Wander Beauty products are clean, cruelty-free products made with ingredients your skin will love. Wander Beauty is for everyone, not just beauty junkies, and has already received a ton of accolades, including Allure's Best of Beauty Award. It's time to make your morning with Wander Beauty. Get 20% off your purchase at wanderbeauty.com/beauty. That's wanderbeauty.com/beauty for 20% off. wanderbeauty.com/beauty. Hey beauties, we are back from our break. We are talking about tuning into your body with food. I'm so excited to hear the next two questions, Kay. This is a big one. Big topic.
Yes, and this next one is from Irene, and this was also pulled from our Beauty Detox Foods group. I can relate to Irene, so this question for our athletes out there, she says, I love having the glowing green smoothie in the morning, and I always also have the power protein smoothie after a workout. I know I shouldn't be counting calories, but I am an endurance athlete and I burn a lot more than a normal person. And I feel like I'm not eating enough. For the first time in my life, I've been experiencing binge eating. Do you have some tips to prevent these cravings and how to refuel post-workout?
So Irene, thank you so much for this question, which raises the really important topic of customization. I was trying to think what's the best word to use here. Customizing beauty detox for your life and your activity levels, your genetic constitution. Everybody wakes up feeling a little bit differently. Some of us are more hungry. Some of us are not hungry. You know, some of us work out a lot. Some of us don't. I am not an endurance athlete like you, Irene, or UK, but I will say that for me, one of the times in my life I felt the most ravenous was the height of my breastfeeding. Mm. And so I'm still nursing some, but it's not Bubby's primary source of calories anymore. But when it was, for the first, 7 months, I think we started introducing solids between 7 and 8 months. Wow, was I eating a lot of food. I was eating a lot of food. So I will say that I was sticking to the basic principles, but I needed a lot more fuel, which sounds like what you need to be doing, Irene. In the morning, if you are working out in the morning and you're having the Glowing Green Smoothie and you're having the Power Protein, which is really great to refuel post-workout. As an aside, I'll say, a great resource to talk about this is Radical Beauty. There's some research we point to that shows that about 20 grams post-workout is what your body can really uptake. Some people try to load up and do a double protein smoothie with 40 or 60 grams of protein, and your body isn't really able to uptake that much anyways. So having the Power Protein smoothie is great, but you may still be starving after that. And here's where I know a gluten-free avocado and sprout wrap, hummus, something, tomatoes, like that kind
more
of wrap.
Hearty.
Yeah, like something like that has lots of fuel in it. And again, we can say calories, we can say fuel, we can say energy, which is where I tend to, use. Those are the terms I tend to use more myself. But we're talking, just about more substantial foods in the morning. If you're working out, you cannot just have the Glowing Green smoothie until noon if you're hungry.
Right.
Some people have a body type where, either they don't work out in the morning or they do, but they're just really thirsty. Or, this is where we have to listen to our bodies. If you're hungry, you have to feed yourself. Otherwise, you may end up binging later. So if, when I was at the height of my breastfeeding, I would literally have the Glowing Green smoothie. I would have Power Protein smoothies, but I would eat a wrap in the morning. And then a short time later, sometimes I would have a stir fry or, sometimes I would eat a bunch of oatmeal. Which, by the way, is really good for breast milk production. Or I would have, a whole list of different things. But I was eating a lot. But here's what I was doing. I was still trying to really properly food combine within each meal itself. So I wasn't feeling bloated, but I was letting myself eat. So if I was eating the wrap, I was having avocados and, hummus, which can go either way. And again, veggies. I wasn't having a bunch of tempeh in a bread wrap because that protein starch combination could feel heavy versus, giving me fuel and energizing. So I would just say give yourself the fuel you need, but definitely still try to food combine well. So it could be a bowl of chia pudding is really great for athletes as well. Or maybe you want to have a nut pate on some greens or in a collard wrap because it's still pretty hot outside, or a bowl of lentil soup. Give yourself that fuel, but you can still stick to the beauty detox principles.
Mm.
Yeah, tell us what you do, Kay.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to say the volume increases, say from if I wasn't, I was more sedentary, I wouldn't feel like I would need to eat as much. But now that I had been training more, the same thing. Yeah, like I would add more avocado and I would add in an extra snack, mm-hmm. An extra smoothie. Do more wraps, or I might, make a heartier recipe, like the mac and cheese recipe, or just something like every once in a while to have like a little bit bigger of a lunch, or if I might be craving mm-hmm. something more carby. because of it. But yeah, I think it's just the, or the volume would just go up. I would make a bigger salad or eat more broccoli. Like there's certain foods you can only eat so much of and then you feel full. You know, putting, I love to put nutritional yeast on broccoli. I think that's really yummy.
Yes, that's fantastic.
So
high
good.
Protein, like really great regenerative dish. It makes it cheesy, all the B vitamins, all the amino acids. That's a great idea, Kay.
Yeah, or like chickpeas. I would have sometimes, you know, or like a hummus, like something creamy, just blend that up in the blender. There's a lot you can do, but I think people might be scared to eat more. But for me, when I stopped worrying about, oh, I'm going to gain weight if I eat more, I've actually been able to lose more weight, not worrying, just fueling my body. Because I remember the first two times I trained for a marathon, I like didn't really eat. I didn't fuel my body right. I rode myself into the ground and I felt like crap. And then this time around, I've done a lot more and I feel amazing because I'm fueling right. I'm giving my body proper recovery. And I'm just kind of like you said, respecting how you feel. Some days I eat more, some days I eat less, and that's okay. But I think people feel like maybe they need to follow a strict guideline. But as you mentioned, like, you know, how we're different. Like when Kim and I are together, she likes to eat first thing in the morning. I don't need to eat till a little bit later. I actually had to learn to force myself to eat breakfast so that I could, you know, do a workout and then come back and eat something else. So sometimes you have to change maybe your natural rhythm. I'm like, normally I wouldn't eat for a long time, but then I want to eat later in the day. So everybody's
it's different when you're training.
Yeah,
like you
totally.
Train.
Exactly. A little different. So for, you know, that somebody who's not an endurance athlete, that's totally fine. You can definitely use these tips because everybody, you know, has to learn whether, you know, they're just going to the gym or they're going on a walk, like their hunger levels and things like that. So although we do get a lot of questions on people not knowing how to customize and just knowing that it's okay. So hopefully that helps all you guys that have been asking that question in the group.
And it does require some experimentation with yourself. I always say I've experimented with my own body so many times in so many different ways before you really get what works for you. For me in the evening too, this question came up earlier. I also need to feel grounded. And when I was having, you know, even if it was gluten-free pasta or, you know, some of the nuts, pates and things like that, I was just eating, like I needed to eat a lot. And so then I would end up getting really heavy. So soup and stew were the way that I could fill up. And I was getting nutrition. I was getting lentils and brown rice because I have khichdi a lot and veggies and things like that. But I was also getting the watery base. So I wasn't feeling like, oh my gosh, I just eat so much. I'm so bloated and so heavy.
Right.
So that was the experimentation. I'm like, wow, soup really, really works for me and my body. And that took some time to get to.
Yeah. And speaking of customization, Leah, who's from Toronto, Canada, her question kind of piggybacks on everything else we've been talking about, but she's saying, I've went plant-based and started following beauty detox, but I feel I've been gaining weight. Could I be eating too much? I have a tendency to eat until I'm really full because I hate being hungry. How do I learn to practice portion control when we don't use calorie counting?
So sometimes it's natural, as I mentioned earlier, when we switch to plant-based. If we're used to eating a diet where we feel that heaviness from, let's say, a chunk of salmon or chicken or, you know, cheese. It's going to feel like, wow, like that just hit my stomach and I feel really full. And that's really natural. When we're switching to a much lighter way of being, we can tend to overeat some of the really heavier foods, which are still on the scale of heavy. They're not as heavy. But, you know, for me, I went through this period where I binged on nuts all the time.
Me too.
Because I was trying to be a raw foodist. And I was like, okay, nuts are raw and I needed something. But I would end up eating enormous quantities of almonds, enormous quantities of nut pate and seed pate. And I started gaining some weight back and I was really bloated. And I was like, what the F? Like, this is so frustrating. I'm trying to eat healthy. So I get that. I will say, you know, Leah, here's where the smoothies play a part. Not to sound say it again, but I will say it again here. The soups and the stews and the salads. if you are, let's say you could look at the recipes and you could say, oh, wow, in Beauty Detox Power, there's this lasagna recipe. That's one of the Beauty Detox recipes. I'll just eat this every meal. But that's one of the heavier dishes, right? So right. If you're not following the whole program, which is lots of veggies, lots of smoothies, lots of soups and salads, then you could, of course, hypothetically, you can gain weight on anything, you could lose weight on anything. So I would say to you, make sure that you're following the protocols of loading up at the salad bar. You're really getting a lot of salad, and then you're on top, you're just putting lots of greens, and on top you're putting your avocado, your quinoa, you know, whatever you're putting on, your chickpeas, lentils. But the salad is still a huge base, and you're still starting with a glowing green smoothie. The other thing when people start to gain weight when they switch is that, you know, their digestion, their GI tract maybe perhaps hasn't caught up. So again, for you, Leah, it's super important you're taking your SBO probiotics every day. If you want more information, there is some on the website, KimberlySnyder.com. Most people have very compromised guts. I mean, that's just the way it is. Surveys, research are showing this. I would see it with almost every single client I worked with. I would work with them and ask them questions and look at their bodies and look at their diets and just look at everything. I was like, wow, there's an imbalance here. And same thing for me. And if you have an imbalance in your gut, it makes it very hard to lose weight, even when you put really healthy food in, because our hormones, our energy, everything is really impacted by our gut microbiome and the quality of our gut flora. So when you start taking probiotics, it's a long-term journey. It's not a button that switches on like, oh, I take probiotics, I'm going to lose 20 pounds this week. It's not how it works. But it is very supportive of the environment that will start to let your body naturally release weight, shall we say. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, taking the detoxy, making sure you are flushing out. Also with increased fiber, you need to drink a lot of water in between meals because the fiber absorbs water. So you could actually feel like you're gaining weight, but you're holding on to a lot of water weight. You're not actually releasing as much. When you start becoming plant-based and there's all that bulk and all that fiber, your poo should be much larger. You should be releasing a lot. And if you're not, guess what? It's stuck in your body somewhere and it's getting impacted. And, you know, we just need to flush it out. So this is why I always say, Kat, I don't recommend taking a lot of supplements, but the ones that I talk about are really helpful and they've been instrumental in my journey. So for me, I just didn't poop enough. I didn't poop enough for years, for decades. And when I started releasing regularly, which I do now, wow, has that helped with my body, with my weight, with my energy? I mean, that's a huge missing thing that I don't think a lot of people get, especially if you're stuck in calorie counting mode. You need to release more. And what's great, again, about detoxy is it's not a laxative. It doesn't have senna. It doesn't have herbs, which you don't want to take long term because they can weaken your adrenals and also disrupt your natural peristalsis, your bowel flow and your movement. You just want to take this oxygen, which naturally cleanses your system. But when we're in alignment with our body's flow, this whole calorie counting obsession naturally starts to drop away. It takes time. It does. It really does. But, I was working with these BuzzFeed girls, Kay.
Right.
And it wasn't until the end, because one of the girls, I was working with her on her bloating, and she was having a difficult time because she wasn't really seeing it go away. And then she was taking the probiotics and she was, you know, switching. She was eating less chips. Like, she was doing all this stuff. She's like, my bloating isn't really going away. But by the last session, she was like, so we're talking after 3 months. She was like, wow. She's like, my bloating is getting a little better. And I was like, yeah.
It's that patience.
Yeah, it really is it's like a flow. It's like reversing a ship in the ocean. And if you want to do a fad diet or, you know, crash out and like do something extreme for a month, like, you know, cutting all carbs or drastically slashing your calories, sure, you may lose weight. But how much willpower that takes, that's not a lifestyle. You're not necessarily rebalancing your whole digestion, which is what we're talking about here. So the patience is rewarded with long-term results. Or as I mentioned, even in my own body, I feel like, wow, I can actually see more of my stomach muscles. I feel more lean, whereas I didn't 3 years ago. Like, right. For me, it keeps getting better and better, okay? Like,
over time.
It takes time, but it is, you know, it is the pathway. It's like yoga, right? It's meditation. It's a practice. You keep going, you keep going. I remember when I started, it was so hard to sit. But now I'm like, wow, I just love being in there. I'm actually getting these benefits that I wanted, that I always had read about. And I know I'm, you know, nowhere near. I mean, there's so much further for me to go. So it's these long-term practices that really give us this long-term joy and peace. And that's what I would want for all of us. This is what I want for you, to experience that. Because then you start to become more free of the ups and downs and this and that and confusion and being pulled in different directions, which doesn't really support your energy and your vitality. When we go on a long-term path, everything builds. We get this momentum behind us. We get nature supporting us, and we just start to flourish. And yes, we flounder a bit in the beginning, and we flounder always. There's times when we fall off, and I flounder too, okay? Oh my gosh, when I was in Costa Rica, I literally ate almost a chocolate bar a day. The chocolate there was so good.
Oh, yummy.
Yeah, you know, but I'm so much better now about beating myself up. I don't as much, really.
It's time. Like, hey, I feel like it ebbs and flows.
I definitely felt a little heavy. I was like, oh, I'm eating a lot of sugar right now. But then I got back and I scaled back. So it's all flow. But the point is, long term, you know, I didn't come back and feel like, oh my gosh, I have to go on a diet, which is what I would have done in the past. Mm. I would have said, oh gosh, I got to come back and like not eat very much this next week. I just said, okay, I ate a lot of chocolate, but now I'm going to get back on track. And now I can cook for myself again.
You reset.
And I kept taking my probiotics and detoxing things there. And so I was going to the bathroom every day. So it was nowhere near how I felt in the past, like really off, really bloated. So again, it's just a long-term journey, and things do progress. It's just about sticking to the practices, and day in and day out is what makes a difference long-term.
Mm. Oh, it's such a nice way to wrap up. Thank you for sharing that story. I think stories are such a great way for people to learn and compare with other people that, you know, it's okay, and to learn how to love themselves and not carry a shame or burden, and know that other people are on the same page as well.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, before we let you go, we would love to just hear if you have an inspirational thought for our beauties this week.
I do. And here it is, beauties. Stop eating or doing anything before you are stuffed. Practice the balance of knowing when you don't need more to be happier or more fulfilled. So eating is one way, as we talked about on the show. It's something that, you know, food is easy to pick up. It's easy to source for many of us listening to this in the Western world. Of course, you know, we say with respect, there's many, many of our fellow beauties in the world. We send them love that don't have access to food regularly. And we send so much love. But for those of us listening to this that do have access, it can feel like an easy reach to grab for it and to put us and to shift our mood, to stuff something inside of us. But sometimes it is really great to have that space to feel. And when we feel and not get wrapped up in our thoughts, but really just feel, sometimes these waves of emotion go through us and we realize how strong we are, and we realize how we can have these feelings and experiences, and it's okay. It's okay to feel sadness. It's okay to feel loneliness. It's okay to feel anxiety, because when we let ourselves feel, then it doesn't get repressed and suppressed. And often with food, we're just trying to repress and suppress those emotions because we're scared of them and we're scared of being alone. And I know I felt those things too, and we all do. But I find that, you know, just this awareness, sitting back, breathing, going for a walk, even talking to a friend, or just simply sitting there and letting yourself feel those feelings, they will pass through. And you know, just letting that authenticity and that vulnerability come, and realizing that we don't always need food to stuff ourselves down, that we have ourselves, we are always whole and complete. We go through cycles in life, but we're here and we have this incredible strength and fullness and resilience when we go within and it's always there for us. And so, yeah, it's just something to think about. There's a time to fuel ourselves, especially, you know, endurance athletes like Irene. But there's a time where we don't need to stuff, and we just need to be with ourselves and to sit and let all that beautiful energy and awareness and beauty come forth, and, you know, really start. That's when, you know, in my journey, Kay, that's when self-acceptance really started to come, which I'm still working on, of course. But when it was like, I don't have to be this like happy person that only has certain emotions and not others. I'm a whole person and I feel everything, and we all feel everything. And when we let it come, then we can just be more comfortable with ourselves. And when we are more comfortable with ourselves, then we're more peaceful.
I love it. Oh, well, beauties, if you've been inspired and you want to ask a question, as always, we like to remind you to head over to KimberlySnyder.com/AskKimberly. Fill out that form with your topic or question, and hopefully we'll air it on an upcoming show.
Amazing, Kay. Well, thank you so much for gathering the questions. Thank you so much, beauty, for tuning in. I am so grateful for our connection. I really don't believe in coincidences. So I think we found each other for a reason. We're here to love and support each other. And I send you so much love. We will be back here on Monday for another interview podcast. Another quick reminder, if you haven't yet left a review, please just take a minute to do so on iTunes, and have a wonderful rest of your day. We love you, and we will see you soon. Take care.